This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A longtime Philly chef opens a second New Jersey restaurant, this one featuring new American food.
Kind of like a food history nerd, like I really enjoy like learning history of certain dishes and where they come from and why. So my focus here is to source domestically as much as possible and then revamp old menu items from like 50s dinner parties or things like that. Like, so we have a cheese ball on the menu. I'm working on like kind of upscaling the ambrosia salad.
So this is restaurant number two for you.
Yeah, two in 1 year. And a baby.
And a baby. How's the baby?
She's good. 7 months already. It's crazy.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW. I'm Hadass Kuznets in Haddonfield with Dane DeMarco, who is the chef owner of the brand new Gas and Main here at 7 Kings Court. This is a new American restaurant, and they just opened their full menu, totally open for lunch, dinner, and brunch. So first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're standing in the dining room. Describe what kind of restaurant this is.
So it's a new American restaurant with focuses on different regions of the country, with taking outdated dishes and kind of modernizing them with like farmhouse chic vibes.
Yes, I'm getting the farmhouse chic vibe. I see that in the decor.
Yeah, so the decor is old antique farm tools, handpicked off of my childhood home's walls. It's my dad's personal collection. All of the artwork is also my dad's paintings. And then the family photos are the Skinetsky-Grabowski family, all just like actual family members.
Wait, because you're a DeMarco.
Yeah, so I'm DeMarco. That's my dad's side. So the homage to like my mother's side of the family was like to kind of bring in family portraits. So I have like a picture of like my great-grandmother's wedding photo and then my grandmother's wedding photo. And then just like a lot of the distant cousins and relatives going back as far as like them coming here on Ellis Island.
Wow. What are some of these accoutrements on the wall? What are they?
So we have like the giant ice pick, the sheep shears. This is the horse collar. This was like one of my favorite things growing up in my house. So that's like kind of why it's the centerpiece on the wall. I used to call it the giant snail. So.
Oh, yeah. I see it. It does look like a snail.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And so these are just all like farm tools. What are these things?
Those are the giant ice picks.
Oh my gosh. Wait, so this is how people used to like run their households, pick the ice, put it in the ice box.
And then like go home and smash it, make it smaller. That's how they would like refrigerate things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents also would tell me stories about, you know, in Israel with the, you know, the person goes around and sells blocks of ice.
Yeah, the giant blocks of ice. You'd pick it up and, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But did you grow up on a farm?
No, my dad was just really into collecting antiques. And it was like always kind of a joke when I was a child. Like I would have sleepovers and all of my like guests would be like, oh my God, you could like kill yourself in your living room. Because there was like giant pitchforks and, you know, two person saws, giant saws and things hanging above them. So.
Oh my gosh, I'm like looking up and around. Wait, this was just a decoration in your house?
Yeah, this was like literally my living room. This is like really taking a step back to Pear Tree Lane for me growing up.
That's so funny. Mm-hmm. So what did your dad say when you were like, I would like to reclaim this for my new restaurant?
He was all about it. He was like, all right, you know. So we were like, my sister and I, she's my partner in a lot of my projects. We drove to my dad's and literally just like started taking things off of his walls. So when we left, it was just like empty spaces. And we're like, oh, what's he going to do? Because we took all of his paintings as well.
That is so funny. You just took over.
Yeah.
So tell me about the menu and how this all fits in.
So I'm kind of like a food history nerd. Like I kind of really enjoy like learning history of certain dishes and where they come from and why, especially when it comes to like regional things. So my focus here is to source domestically as much as possible and then kind of revamp old menu items from like 50s dinner parties or things like that. Like, so we have a cheese ball on the menu and working on like kind of upscaling the ambrosia salad. A lot of Midwestern food inspires me a little bit because it's just like so quirky and out there. So kind of trying to find ways to make it a little more upscale and modernized and fresh.
So like in the Midwest, I know they call everything a salad, even if it's like a mayo.
Minnesota salads that aren't really salads. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. So like ambrosia is like one big giant one from like the Midwest. So I'm kind of working on that right now, either turning it into like a floating island or as they like panna cotta.
Oh, nice. Do you want to give us some other items on the menu?
Yeah, so we have, we're locally sourcing our oysters. They're from Brigantine. We're one of a few restaurants that actually is carrying the Brigantine oysters. So that's really special, using something so local to home. We also have a bison Salisbury steak. Salisbury steak is like, come on, classic. Like you think TV dinner, super American dish. So we're doing a bison Salisbury steak, and the bison is actually sourced locally from Buck Wild Bison in Salem. So that's also from New Jersey.
And there's a lot of good food in New Jersey, like the farms and everything.
Yeah, well, it's the Garden State. Right. I think a lot of people forget that because they think more North Jersey city life, you know, where South Jersey is a lot of the farmland. But yeah, so I'm trying to like source locally, but like bison Salisbury steak. We'll have a Nashville hot shroom for the vegans. Of course, we have to have a burger because it is an American restaurant. What's more all-American than a good old cheeseburger? We're sourcing our beef from them through Rainier Family Farms out in Pennsylvania. A lot of our entrees are plays on like regional things. So we have the Good Luck Pork. It's a brand new year. A lot of tradition in Pennsylvania, especially out in the Scranton coal mining areas, is pork and sauerkraut into the new year. So we're doing a spin on that with like a warm German style potato salad. Some apple butter that we're making in-house. And we're kind of making a beurre blanc with the charcuterie. So like with the vinegar from the fermented cabbage, we're making a beurre blanc with that. So, you know, things like that, taking like homey, down home comfort food and kind of just like bringing it up to 2023.
What about drinks and desserts? What do you want to talk about?
So for desserts, we're going all American. We have a chocolate cake, and we also have an apple pie. It's nothing more American than that. We're also doing a brie brulee, which is brie that is sourced from Marin Creamery out from California. It's actually where my wife is from, born and raised out there. We've been to the creamery together multiple times, so I thought it would be nice to kind of tie in, you know, some of her local fares as well. After all, the restaurant is kind of named after where we got married. So that's like where Gas in Maine stems from, is we got pandemic wedding in Las Vegas. All of our wedding plans got canceled, so we decided to just like go and hitch in Vegas. And we were doing our photo shoots, and our wedding party's limo never showed up. So they were late, and this was like the last stop, and they were on their way. And I'm screaming, "We're at Gas in Maine, we're at Gas in Maine. Tell your driver, come to Gas in Maine." And like through all the hecticness and chaos and we're late and, you know, everything's going awry, I look at my wife and I go, "That's going to make a good restaurant one day."
Today is the day.
Yeah. So 2 years and some change later, we're opening the doors to Gas in Maine. And, you know, it's a fun story to tell. And I feel like through the walls here and through the food, there's going to be a lot of stories to share.
So Gas Street is a street in Vegas?
So it's Gas Avenue and Main Street.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice throwback memory to the wedding. I love it.
Yeah.
I can see how that ties in because it does feel like home, farm, family.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I want it to be like. When you come through the doors, you know, you feel like you're sitting at a dinner table with your closest friends, your loved ones, and like just share stories.
And good food.
And good food. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Tell me about the drinks.
So we're actually starting an NA program because Haddonfield is a dry town. So it is a BYO. We will be distributing Auburn Roads wine for sale by the bottle. Other than that, we're working on a non-alcoholic cocktail program. Wild Feather Distillery is opening down the street in a coming month. So I'm trying to, you know, figure out ways to tie in them with the food as well. So we'll have an NA cocktail program.
And then you just pour your own.
Yeah, so it'll be like a pour your own because it is, like I said, a dry town.
What has been your favorite part about getting this all together? Wait, hold on. There's a giant spoon on the ceiling I just noticed.
Oh, yeah, my nephew made that, actually. He made it in wood shop.
Oh, my gosh.
That's like the only thing that's not an antique in this room.
Oh, my God. That's great.
But it's like handmade with love from my nephew, so.
This is definitely a family place.
Yeah, it's definitely family tied everywhere around you. Yep.
Yeah. What's been your favorite part about getting this all together?
I think my favorite part about getting this all together is that a lot of people probably don't know how quickly it happened. We signed the lease on this building the first week of December, and we had 6 weeks to kind of get everything going and flip the restaurant and go, go, go.
Wow. December, and now we're in January. That's fast.
Yeah, literally 6 weeks from signing to doors opening.
So what did you have to do? Because it looks good.
Well, luckily, the owner before me, he had done a lot of the construction work in the building. So we threw up paint, hung up some decor, changed out equipment, updated fire lines, things like that. It wasn't really a lot to do, just kind of like getting more of the vibe that we're going for here at Gaston Main.
Wallpaper?
Wallpaper was here, but it like ties in so perfectly. Yeah. We went with the brown. Everything was like white and more of like the Italian style. So we wanted to kind of bring it home with like browns and warm colors and just like, you know, kind of make it feel like you're walking into like an old school farmhouse.
Well, I would think that this was new wallpaper for you because it does tie in perfectly. The blue with the what are they, like the hammer nails? Like
picking? Yeah. It's like hammer nails. But yeah, it works with the decor so well.
What's that a key to?
This one, the skeleton key? There's a couple of them. They're just my dad's collection.
Wow. Your dad's heart.
Yeah, there you go.
What's been the most challenging part? I mean, obviously getting a restaurant together in 6 weeks is crazy.
I mean, like every restaurateur will probably tell you right now, staffing. Mm. That's the hardest part. Just kind of, I have a lot of connections in Philadelphia. I'm still building my, my home base here in New Jersey. So right now I have a couple guys that have worked with me in Philly. They're coming over. Juan Ocampo is my CDC here. So he'll be running the reins when I'm not in the building because I do still have burger time to run too. So,
right.
Yeah.
So you are able to open all service even though, you know, staffing is difficult?
Yeah, I mean, I have enough staff to get going. Luckily, a lot of the staff from the restaurant previously wanted to stay on, so I'm good on that realm right now.
Nice. So this is restaurant number two for you.
Yeah, two in 1 year. And a baby.
How's the baby?
She's good. 7 months already. It's crazy.
Wow, so three babies in a year.
Three babies in a year, yeah. Amazing. Go big or go home.
I know, right? Well, you are definitely making your home here in this part of the world.
Yeah, it's a nice return home for me. You know, I'm born and raised in New Jersey. You know, I learned my stint in Philadelphia, had a good time there for 15 years, and it was time to come home and plant some roots. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Congratulations on your baby and your baby.
Thank you very much.
Dane DeMarco is the chef owner here at Gas and Main, 7 Kings Court in Haddonfield, New Jersey. And if people want to make reservations or they want to check out your menu online, where can they go?
GasandMain.com, and reservations are through Tock, T-O-C-K.
And that's Gas with two S's.
Yes, Gas and Main, two S's.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.